The stalled transition is also a test for the president's party. Never Trump Republicans had hoped the president would be dealt a stinging electoral rebuke, forcing a reckoning among accommodationist party grandees. That did not happen. Down-ballot Republicans benefited from the high turnout among Mr. Trump supporters, probably keeping control of the Senate and eroding the Democratic majority in the House. They also wiped out Democrats in state elections, bringing power over gerrymandering. They think the ducking and accommodating of Trump without quite sounding like Trump, that worked fine, says Bill Kristol, a conservative writer long opposed to the president. Most prominent Republicans still in office have continued to humour the president. All legal ballots must be counted. Any illegal ballots must not be counted, said Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate. The implication that there may be sufficient fraudulent ballots to alter the election's outcome has so far proven to be baseless. Only a few exceptional Republicans like Mitt Romney and Susan Collins have acknowledged the results and congratulated Mr. Biden. Others have gone even further than Mr. McConnell's careful statement. Brad Raffensperger, the Republican in charge of administering elections in Georgia, which Mr. Biden narrowly won, has come under withering criticism from members of his own party for refusing to tilt the result in Mr. Trump's favor. Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, the Republican senators who face runoffs in January that will determine control of the Senate, issued a joint statement calling for his resignation. Lindsey Graham, an especially Trumpist senator, personally called Mr. Raffensperger to dispute the absentee ballots cast in the race. At some point, reality will intervene. The remaining lawsuits will fizzle. States have started to certify their election results. The Electoral College will formally vote on December 14th to make Mr. Biden the next president. More and more Republicans are telegraphing that they understand this by, for example, saying that Mr. Biden probably ought to be receiving classified intelligence briefings after all.